It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Julie Rozier with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, and they kind of are in charge of the food bank, and the food bank here in Carbon County is our charity of the month for the month of November. Of course, it just makes sense with, you know, Thanksgiving coming up and heading into that holiday season. Think about the food bank when you're grocery shopping and buying extra things and you know, it's like grabbing an extra item off of the shelf. We understand that times right now are pretty tough at the grocery store. It's kind of hard when you get in there and look at pricing and things like that. But grab an extra item or two and take out there. We're going to tell you how you can do that, some of the things that they need out at the food bank. And then if you need the services of the food bank, we'll give you when pickup is and all of that other good stuff. Julie, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So let's start talking first and foremost about the food bank itself. It is there for the community.
Correct.
There are certain you know, stipulations and you know, rates and things and income limits that you have and things like that. But as we were talking about that before we came on, you guys aren't going to turn anybody away.
No, absolutely not.
And you said that the main reason is because of the funding from the state. Is that what
it
is?
Well, we receive some federal funding and state funding that says, okay, here's the income guidelines. And they're actually set pretty high. But with our donations and other things, we aren't going to turn families away.
So it's always available if it's necessary, if you need it. What kinds of things right now do you need at the food bank?
So right now, we're really low on some protein items like tuna fish, peanut butter, and then even moving into like spaghetti sauces, mac and cheese, ramen, things like that are really needed and they're requested. And then with the holidays coming up, we really want to make sure that we're able to serve, you know, all of our families and provide some part of a holiday meal at least. And currently we don't have turkeys. We need like instant mashed potatoes, stuffing, things like that to kind of help.
And even, you know, like we were talking, even the boxed, like stovetop stuffing is perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
You know, and the instant mashed potatoes and, you know, maybe gravy packets, things like that are always going to go over well when it comes to the holiday season and something that people are going to need.
Absolutely.
What about things like you've got, you know, we've got the stuffing, we've got the instant mashed potatoes. You said you're doing pretty well on like canned vegetables right now and those kinds of things. Or are there specific ones that you have more of that you don't necessarily need, but you'll take something else? Does that make
sense?
You
know, we'll always take all donations. We have right now some green beans, like black beans, things like that. But as far as any box meal, you know, or like canned pasta sauces, peanut butter, we're really, really low on.
Okay. And so those are the kinds of items that when you're out, and usually you can find those on a good deal if you're out shopping, you know, just grab one or two and take them and drop them off to the food bank. Now, the food bank, you have hours that are set for pickup, and that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so individuals can pick up food from the food bank Tuesday through Thursday from 12 to 2. And then, but we also recognize that there are families that if they're at work or there's challenges, we'll work around that.
And then if you wanted to drop off, you said that there are usually people there Monday through Friday, right?
Yes. So you can drop it off and that's for like monetary donations or food donations, whatever. We'll always accept those.
And I guess one of the questions would be, would it be if you're coming out, say, Monday or Friday, because we know that there's somebody there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from noon to 2.
Yeah.
But if you're coming out Monday or Friday, would a phone call be probably a good thing? Just to call, make sure, hey, there's somebody there and I'm running out? Or,
you know, you can. That's never hurts. But there's usually someone around so we can help accommodate that. And we're very grateful for it. So,
okay. So there's your the things that they need, where you can drop it all off at and where you can pick up and when you can pick up. The one thing that we need to talk about is, we know for a fact that this will be the last Thanksgiving at the location that you're at right now.
Correct.
So let's talk about the new and improved and enlarged food bank that you guys hope to be opening by the end of the year.
Sure. So our main offices and food bank will be moving to from our Carbon Avenue location up to Fairgrounds, right by the Carbon Senior Center. And one of the things that we're really excited about for our food bank is it will be a choice pantry. So customers can come in and get a cart and go through it and select the items that they will use or prefer. And I think that's very exciting for them. It gives them more of a shopping experience.
And really that, you know, they can go through, as you said, just like they're shopping at the grocery store and walk through. Plus, obviously, with being able to do that, you're going to have more space, which is awesome.
Yes.
So, as I said, this will be the last Thanksgiving. You're hoping to be in there before Christmas. And we'll keep everybody posted on that. But it's going to be a great new facility out there by the Senior Citizen Center at the fairgrounds. Once again, Julie, thank you so much for coming in and letting everybody know about the food bank. And you know, we've got the holidays coming up. And while you're out and about, and if you're grocery shopping, grab a couple of extra things and make sure you get them out there to the food bank, especially protein items. They are in need of turkeys right now if you've got them. Take some out and let's make this happen for people here in Carbon County that can use this to celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving, all the holidays together. Julie, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.